good morning. I'm over beside us, the B team. 6:35, Brock Hunter.
I think I'm losing that. I don't know how to do the accent anymore.
I know, we've lost it.
That was kind of pirate-ish.
We weren't even good at it to begin with, all right? It was already offensive to start with, and it's just getting worse.
I need to go rewatch Leprechaun a few times.
I'm the Leprechaun. Anyway. Folks, thank you so much for hanging out. Happy Wednesday. We got to keep her moving here. It is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR when it comes to your car, truck, van, SUV. Don't matter. They got you covered. Well, there is talk of a Van Halen career-spanning box set appearing on the Jeremy White podcast. The band's original bassist, Michael Anthony, says, quote, "I know Warner Brothers has brought up the question. We would like to do that. Obviously, it all happens after Eddie passes. And it's like, hey, let's cash in on this and that or whatever, which I don't want any part of." But he continued saying, "I know there's been some talk about doing a box set and redoing some stuff, but I think it's kind of in the early works and nobody really has talked that much about it. But I'm sure and I also hope that it will happen." The last Van Halen career-spanning release was 2004's The Best of Both Worlds, which actually featured all. It featured stuff from the Roth era and the Hagar era, and I think it had... I don't think they included Gary Cherone, unfortunately. He didn't get included in that. So
it's questions. A box set just is every album, you know, put together.
Pretty much. And then usually with this, we've seen a lot of it. We saw it after Tom Petty passed where they did the Wildflowers anthology and they did that. And they just grab everything. And then they take all of these, back tracks and studio cuts and unedited versions and all that and put it all together. So...
It's like, how many different ways can you scramble, your albums to make some money? We're going to sell these three together.
Yeah.
We're going to sell these three together. And then there was an album between. So we're going to box those three and this one with this four. You know what I'm saying?
And
you got to capitalize, man.
As a fan, exactly. Like, you get it. As a fan, you want to see this stuff and you also get it. Okay. Warner Brothers, they can do that. They can sell, look, we're going to sell every single individual song on a CD. They can do that if they want,
It's almost like what YouTube's doing now. It's like they don't show a full podcast anymore. Now it's like individual 5-minute clips in like 50 videos. So you just got to keep clicking and clicking and clicking. Yep.
Get those ads, man. Get those ads. So
you get that moolah. That's what it is.
I'd love to see it. Obviously, I wish Eddie was still here, and maybe this wouldn't be even brought up if he wasn't gone. But as a Van Halen fan, both the Roth, Hagar, and Cherone era, I think it'd be really cool for fans to have. So we'll see what happens. But again, according to Michael Anthony, still in the very early stages right now. So look for that. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1967, Mr. Melancholy himself, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, was born in Chicago.
Sad Billy.
Sad Billy. If you're wondering why...
Tonight.
We're obviously huge fans of Smashing Pumpkins, but there is the most hilarious a photo of Billy Corgan at the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, and he looks effing miserable. Like, there's this shot.
Melancholy Billy Corgan. He does look, he just looks miserable. He looks so sad.
So sad. He's like on a ride, and it's just, like, you can just hear in his head, like,
He's like brilliant. He's a brilliant mind. But he's really he's kind of an odd guy, too.
I think
he's on a podcast. Anybody who like wears a coat over their shoulders and doesn't like put their arms in it, they just kind of drape it over their shoulders like a cape.
Like a cape, yeah.
Just like, what are you doing?
You almost have, there's these certain artists that almost, I don't think he could be anything but a brilliant musician. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's just the way he was made, and he doesn't want to do anything else. He doesn't want to go to Disneyland. He doesn't want to. It's just like, look, let me just write my music, and I'm gonna go about my way. Yeah, that's it. That's all I need.
Give me my money. Yeah. I'll be on my way.
I'm going to go on stage. I'm going to do my thing, but don't ask me to go to Disneyland because it's not my deal, all right? Anyway, but happy birthday, Billy. We love you. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back. Bro.